This time of year, the school calendar really starts to fill up. Spring activities, testing season, and that final push toward the end of the year. It's a great moment for kids to stay focused and build confidence in what they're learning. That's where IXL comes in. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand their schoolwork, from math and reading to writing and science. It's designed for pre-K through 12th grade, with personalized interactive content that adapts to each child's level and pace. IXL makes it easy to stay on track with instant feedback and clear explanations, skills organized by grade level, and simple progress tracking. It fits into even the busiest spring schedules. It's also trusted nationwide. In fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome back to Feeding the Mouth That Bites You, a weekly podcast guide on parenting teens and launching them into the world. I'm Jessica Pfeiffer, and as always, I'm joined by psychologist and author, Dr. Ken Wilgus. Hey, Dr. Ken.
Morning, Jessica.
Hey, we have had a great response by emails of different questions that parents are having.
I know, right?
I love
it.
You
and I both see those.
I love it. Yes. And some of them, I apologize, we don't get to answer because they might be too specific or, you know, really specific to the family or the situation. But some of them we do love to use because we can ask the question of Dr. Ken and get a podcast answer for it. So I'm excited about today because I'm going to ask you some questions from an email we got from a dad.
Okay.
Yeah. So he was concerned. He was talking about kids who don't seem to have any impact with the consequences that they've given, like taking away the car, phone, money, freedom for bad behavior. It might be sneaking out. It might be being dishonest, whatever. He was saying he was using extreme examples, but when a teen becomes unwilling to do anything, regardless of consequences, are there times when moving them out at 16 is better for the family? Or do you let them live that way in your house to gain peace for everyone else? So we did address this in episode 112, but that was a long time ago. And that episode was titled, Is It Ever Okay to Kick Your Teenager Out of the House?
Oh, yeah.
So I want to talk about some examples of when is the appropriate time to deal with it that way.
Well, I think it's important to make sure that the fundamentals are in place. So anytime I have a parent that comes and tells me that we have this teenager that argues everything, refuses to follow anything that we say, sneaks out, all this stuff, even though we have applied pretty consistently consequences, then the first thing is really to evaluate. And by the way, anyone listening with a situation like that, you really need to see a therapist. Your kid needs to go with you to see a therapist. That's not a podcast answer, because that's not a situation that just kind of sometimes happens. And let me repeat that. That situation where my, say, 16-year-old does not do even the basics that we tell him to do and blows us off and nothing seems to work is not a common situation. There is something going on that you're unaware of, and you need some eyes on this to get at what this is. So, as far as feeding the mouth goes, my first thing would be, so I'll ask a parent, so is this, how did your teenager react when you gave her a freedoms list? And the parents that are big fans of my stuff will go, oh, we never did that. Okay, then again, you need to do the stuff that we talk about to at least try to address what could be over-controlling issues, feeling like, you know, everything my parents do is trying to keep me under my thumb. Sometimes that sort of over the top, sneaking out, whatever kind of behavior is a very immature reaction to feeling, again, it's not necessarily accurate, but feeling like they're trying to make me do everything. And you want to try to take that out. Like these are things that are up to you. But then secondly, you really do want to evaluate what have you done in the past and what consequences don't work. Because very often, parents think of consequences like we had a huge family meeting and we got upset and he got upset and then we talked about it and then he just was grounded that whole weekend. You're like, okay, that's not really a big consequence for sneaking out of the house for the third time, you know. And so you really want to be serious about what are the real consequences that you're giving. Going along with that are you and your spouse on the same page? Very often there is like a message from, say, a dad that's saying nothing seems to work. When in fact, if you talk to the mom, there's a very different association of the very different. No, he's not that bad. These are things that we've talked about. He just needs more. And that's a problem in the marriage. So, you know, that'd be my first two questions is number one, are you doing at least the basic steps of feeding the mouth that bites you? And secondly, are you and your spouse consistently, giving out consequences for these serious behavior problems, because in virtually every circumstance, that will work. I mean, it should work, and it's not normal for it not to work. There should be, that means there's something wrong in the way you're doing this.
Well, I think it's pretty common for parents to have, different personalities and different tolerances for things. And so it is easy to have one parent that's much more permissive or doesn't follow through on the consequences. And I think that's true of spouses, but I think it's especially true when that teenager is split between two homes. When you
Oh,
have divorced
definitely.
parents and you have one parent that's very gives a lot of freedom, doesn't pay attention to a lot of things
Right.
going on, and then the other parent is trying to rein things in and bring things back to what they feel is more reasonable,
That's right.
on their time. It's a battle constantly, and so you have
That's
this kid
exactly
kind of
right.
yo-yoing back and forth between what's allowed at each parent's house.
And it's tough. I mean, I've worked with lots of divorced parents. They love their children. But they really don't agree, and they don't have any real way to find common ground. Married people know what I'm talking about, much less divorce. So that's not uncommon. By the way, that's not an excuse for a teenager to be acting out dangerously. But again, it's not, there isn't a thing as, well, what do you do when you've got one of those situations where they're out of control and they don't respond to anything we're saying? That isn't a common situation at all. There is virtually always some household or situational reason that you've arrived where you've arrived, where this kid doesn't take you seriously and is still pushing back on even main things. That's not normal.
So I like that you said immediately you need to get someone else, a professional involved in the situation, start to talk to someone else. Now, this dad asked, what's the point where you say, hey, it's not even okay for you to live here? If you
Yes.
have a, let's say, under 16 or so, what do you recommend for a family who's really struggling with these more extreme situations that they're keeping their kid from sneaking out or going to stay at a boyfriend's house or that sort of thing?
Yeah. So that's really what we covered in that other episode of Do You Ever Kick Your Kid Out? And I think the basic thing we talked about in that one is that under 17, anywhere, at least in this country, you can't kick your teenager out. You're still responsible for your teenager. And in many states, it's even to 18, but at least till 17. So that's not really an option. That's sort of an angry thing parents say, but it's not responsible. So if you're talking about that this teenager is dangerous, is completely out of our control, then the only option you can talk about is residential treatment. And that's something, again, you'd really already need to, you don't even go to that option until we have already tried two different therapists and they've agreed that there's nothing we can do. You know, that's a last ditch kind of thing. By the way, boarding school isn't an option because boarding school that they don't want to go to, they'll get kicked out immediately, including military schools. So it doesn't work like that. The only place that you can require a under 17-year-old to go, you have to stay there and work on these problems would be residential treatment, but that's a last ditch option. The other one, though, that this email mentioned that's come up before is, well, what about just, we're just gonna leave them to their own devices, even though he lives here. And just, if that's what he wants to do, then we that I cannot think of any example where that is not a terrible idea. If especially if you have other children at home, think of the message you're sending that our important aspects about drinking or morality, about sexual behavior, those things, if we don't have the power, then we just give up and we let them stay here. And like I said, secondly, I cannot think of a situation where that had to happen. Something is wrong in your marriage, in your consistency, or in your over control that is keeping this from happening. That example of, sure, he still lives here, but we just leave him to his own devices. That's something that happens by default when one or both parents can't work things out and they're tired, and so they just give up. And I can tell you what ends up happening, usually with a father, but maybe sometimes with a mother. One of you is going to blow up and really start doing something terrible to your kid, like really saying things you'd never thought you'd say, or even being violent. The resentment that develops over that, of just l constantly day in and day out living with this young adult that shows no appreciation while you still are, taking care of stuff. Not only is it a terrible idea, you can't do it. You'll eventually, at best, you'll just dislike your kid like you can't imagine. At worst, I've known many teenagers that they're not going to let you do that. They will get under your skin enough to, they'll make stuff happen. That's a terrible idea.
Well, that's interesting that you say that because it's exactly what I've seen in other families that I've seen go through these really difficult times when they've got this kid that is just out of control. It is so hard on the marriage. There's so
Oh.
much tension in the home. And then it is honestly, a relief when they do take them and put them in a residential facility of some sort to move them out of the home. It's like the pressure is off in the home again. It's
That's
just a
exactly
relief,
right.
you know? So this is a lot of, there are a lot of issues that can be resolved easily in the home, but there are some times that you're right, you need to send your kid to a place where they can get some more intensive therapy and get some help for these issues because it's not
After
worth
you've
having it in your
tried
home.
everything, yes, after you've tried everything. And if you're listening to Feeding the Mouth That Bites You, of course, the first line should be, are you at all giving freedom? Are you trying to reinforce that? And do you also have an expectations and consequences list that is effective? That, I mean, if you have a daughter that is 16, sneaks out at night and is, went to her boyfriend's house, then you're probably one more of those events away from you can't live here. Like, nope, that's huge. That's not a, we're limiting your phone for a day. That's like, what in the world are you doing? That's dangerous. That's, that's out of control. That's back to the episode we already recorded. So it's important that those things are given the right gravity. And I think that's also important that in a consequences list, too often we have a still a little child idea of everything is really a deep conversation, is really the discipline we're doing, and we need to find ways to be understanding. By young adulthood, some things are dangerous. Some things that young people are doing, it would be like an 8-year-old saying, "Now, if I catch you playing with my handgun again, you might lose TV." That's are you kidding me? Like, that's a huge deal. Alcohol is a huge deal. Drugs are a huge deal. Sneaking out after hours, all those things are a big deal. And I assume that parents are, giving them the proper weight. The only reason I say it is that we're in a time of where there is this kind of, I don't know, this preference for parenting that is very patronizing, and it's all about making sure that you speak kindly. And I'm not against that, and I'm certainly against you cussing your kid out, but something needs to happen. So that you needs to show this is not, this isn't our little house rule. You're using mushrooms. That is dangerous stuff, and we will do everything we can to make sure you don't do that thing.
Dr. Ken, some of this surprises me in a way because I think of you as being very much like you got to give your kid some freedoms and some space to make the choices that they are going to make and suffer the consequences while they're in their house. But you do have a firm boundary and limit.
It's
And I think it's
true.
important for parents to see that there is that other end. It's not that you just let them go and do whatever they want. It is that there are some hard lines here, and that is definitely, involves drugs and alcohol. It involves sneaking out, and that sort of thing, and house rules that we have about morality, that those are lines that we will not allow you to cross, without
Well, you know, now
consequences.
that you're mentioning it, we talked in previous episode about the senior year, spring of senior year. What else do you not? Anything that you don't let go of other than curfew. Yeah, drugs and alcohol. You don't let go of that. Any illegal behavior. Spring of senior year doesn't mean that the law of our land doesn't apply in my house. So, those are definitely, that's an example. But yeah, you're right. I get that a lot. Like, oh, he's that guy that's let him do whatever. And then parents get surprised by the. When you say you cannot do this, you need to back it up.
Well, thank you, Dr. Ken. I know there are parents that have these questions, and we don't always get to the extreme ends of conversation sometimes. We talk about things that are maybe the more average parent experience, but this does happen in homes and in families. And certainly, and have friends that are struggling with this with their children. So maybe this episode would help them as well. Thank you, Dr. Ken. Thank you for listening today. We'd love to hear from you. You can reach us at podcast@feedingthemouth.com. If you enjoy this podcast, would you mind leaving us a review? This is how others find our podcast.
This time of year, the school calendar really starts to fill up. Spring activities, testing season, and that final push toward the end of the year. It's a great moment for kids to stay focused and build confidence in what they're learning. That's where IXL comes in. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand their schoolwork, from math and reading to writing and science. It's designed for pre-K through 12th grade, with personalized interactive content that adapts to each child's level and pace. IXL makes it easy to stay on track with instant feedback and clear explanations, skills organized by grade level, and simple progress tracking. It fits into even the busiest spring schedules. It's also trusted nationwide. In fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.